The National Association of Farm Broadcasting's 80th Annual Convention taking place this week in Kansas City, Missouri. It kicks off in earnest today, continues tomorrow, and again on Friday. Had a chance to visit with National Association of Farm Broadcasting's Executive Director, Tom Brand, about this year's 80th Convention. Tom, tell us what we can expect this week and what we'll be talking about here on the radio.
You know, we're looking forward to celebrating the 80th Convention of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. When you think that there was a group of 30-some fellows that gathered together back in 1944 with the vision to start an organization, and what it's grown to today with over 730 on our pre-registration, we're excited to have things going again this year in Kansas City. And besides our 80th convention, it's also the 50th year that we've been at the Weston Crown Center in Kansas City, Missouri. So we've kind of got a double convention going this year for then, Alan.
I think that is so neat. So tell us what all you got planned this year, Tom, and a big one for us this year.
Absolutely. So we kick things off on Wednesday with a good program lineup. First thing we're going to dive into is looking at AM radio in every vehicle and what the future is like for the industry. And in that process, we'll hear from someone from the National Association of Broadcasting, as well as from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, hearing both sides, I guess you could say, of this equation about the importance of AM radio to the broadcast industry, but also what it means to emergency management agencies all across the country. So we're looking forward to that. We've also got a farmer producer panel where we're going to be diving into soil health and 30 million acres of cover crops here in with the goal by 2030, what that means to the United States agriculture. We have some young professionals, a program that's going to take place on that day. Also going to do a weather outlook and then look at the ag economy with some farm economists. And then we'll have our official welcoming reception that evening where we'll welcome in members and guests to the, I guess you could say, officially kickoff convention, even though we're several hours into the day, and then wrap up the evening with a past president's banquet then, too. On Thursday, we move into probably what's known as the cornerstone of our convention, and that's Trade Talk. Trade Talk is an opportunity for farm broadcasters to go around to over 100 booths and exhibitors, visit with them about what's the latest news going on with their company, their organization, their association, and have some highlights of ag business. Good time of the year to do that type of news gathering session here ahead of the holidays I think it's a strong news gathering opportunity and a way for folks to get the latest news from such a good variety of people. Also on Thursday, U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is going to be with us for a news conference. We'll have our membership meeting, and then we do what we call the Night of Honor celebration on Thursday night, where we'll have two inductees into our NAFB Hall of Fame. And this year's inductees come to us from Illinois, and we're looking forward to that. And then Friday, we'll wrap up the convention with a broadcasters meeting, some news-making opportunities where we've got some folks coming in talking about where we are with the farm bill and agriculture trade and really just a good variety of topics that we'll have on Friday morning. We'll have an awards luncheon then on Friday afternoon where we'll recognize farm broadcasters for work that they've done, and then wrap it up with our celebration of the 2023 NAFB president, who is Joe Gill, a farm broadcaster from Albany, Minnesota. And that'll be our 80th run, I guess, this year.
Our guest today, National Association of Farm Broadcasting Executive Director Tom Brand, who's in charge of this year's National NAFB Convention that's taking place in Kansas City, Missouri. Reporting from Kansas City, I'm Alan Watts with your Ag Edge.